It's hard to believe that a year ago there was a new sheriff in town, and now we're looking back on Sheriff Kim Stewart's first year in office.
Yeah, we've got a really nice feature. Mike Cook of the Bulletin sat down with Sheriff Stewart, and it was a wide-ranging interview. There's a couple of side stories, one about her opinion whether New Mexico is ready for legalization of marijuana, recreational marijuana. She's got another community meeting coming up. And then the longer piece is just about her reflections on the past year and kind of where she sees the department going and some of the things that she'd like to see on a statewide basis in terms of law enforcement. So it's a very good article. It'll appear in this Friday's edition of the Bulletin. It's on page 18. It takes up all of page 18 and a little bit of page 19 as well.
It's harder to believe that we're coming up on the 30th anniversary of a mass murder here in Las Cruces.
Yeah, the Bowling Alley Massacre, which is still unsolved after 30 years. There's a film out about it. There's been some new footage added to that film, and we've got a story about that on page 15 of this Friday's Bulletin. Elva Ostrich of the Bulletin interviewed the filmmaker and talked to him about the massacre itself and the film that's coming out with the new footage.
Now we move on to the kudos section.
The kudos section.
Starting with the Doñana County Historical Society Awards.
Indeed. They have released their 2020 awards. They've recognized several people here locally for their research and different projects that they've done. Also, they're recognizing the old Las Cruces Country Club Clubhouse, which is up off of Three Crosses and Main and Solano, actually. And it's a Trost building, like many of the buildings here on New Mexico State University, and they really want to see that building preserved. So that is featured on page 9 of the Bulletin this week.
And congrats to some young Las Cruces who were recognized by Leadership New Mexico.
Leadership New Mexico graduated its class for 2019-2020, and it just wrapped up last Friday, the 17th. And so we have two, Amanda Morales and Irma Oguin. Amanda is with the United Way of Southern New Mexico, and Irma is with Allen Theaters. They were among that class. We got some good insight about it from Amanda. I was able to reach her day before yesterday and talk to her a little bit about the value of that class. So it's always cool when we get local young professionals participating in those statewide endeavors.
And there's always something fun to do in the Bulletin as well.
Right. Our entertainment section kicks off on page 24, and our lead entertainment story is a concert coming up on February 1st. It's a local band called Remember Then. Former Las Cruces Mayor Reuben Smith is one of the lead vocalists and saxophone player. It's going to be a really interesting and wonderful concert on February 1st, not only because Remember Then's current lineup will be there, but some of the original members are going to be there. And
the reunion tour.
It is. That's what they're calling it, is the reunion. So it should be a lot of fun, and tickets are $25 each. It is going to be on Saturday the 1st at the Rio Grande Theater. The doors will open at 6:30 p.m.
And if I'm not mistaken, Reuben still holds the record for now of having served the longest period of time as Las Cruces
mayor. I don't know
whether
it wouldn't surprise me. He was mayor
14,
for a very long
14
time.
14 years. Yeah. So Mayor Miyagishima, if he fulfills his four-year term, will surpass that. But well, thought that was interesting. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Jess.
You bet. Can I squeeze one more in?
Sorry, we're out of time.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not. Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Coming up this Sunday on the 26th, there's going to be a wedding at the Convention Center, Las Cruces Convention Center. This is the annual Bridal Expo, and they did the wedding contest, and we've got a couple who were notified just a few days ago. I interviewed them, and that's on page 14 of this Friday's Bulletin.
All right. Thank you very much, Jess.
All right.
Have a great week.
Thanks.